Gimel Daleth in more detail. Beforehand, last time we saw the Gemara, we just read it and got the right height. So how do we see what came out of the Gemara just reading it Kepeshuta? What came out of the Gemara is that before we saw the sugya, we thought, you know, there's shame, there's regal, there's an animal that damages through consuming, there's an animal damaged by trampling. The owner would be chayav in both aspects. It happens. But we didn't know there was any other factors. Then we saw the Gemara and it introduced two new considerations that we have to consider. And that was, is that there seems to be a difference where the animal went by itself. Or it was actually set by the owner. And the Gemara is considering maybe he's only liable if the owner sends it. Second factor the Gemara brings up is that there's a type of consumption which is called partially consuming the item, not totally destroying it. And then there's something called totally destroying it. And the Gemara considers maybe it should be only obligated as the owner of the animal if it totally consumes it, not partially consumes. So add these two factors. And the question is that is there need, both by shame for regal, to tell me at the end of the day, both by consumption and trampling, is there a need to tell me by both categories that both scenarios the owner's going to be obligated? At the end of the day, he's obligated on everything, but is there a need to tell me that in both categories? Meaning that, did I have a doubt that both, if it's not sent, it goes by itself. And both, it doesn't assume, maybe it'd be a leniency that the owner doesn't pay, both in the category of shame in consumption and both in the category of regular trampling. Or maybe the Gemara only has a doubt in one of the categories and not the other, and vice versa. Do we have both considerations as being leniencies, as a havamin in both categories? Or no, we only had the consideration of being a leniency in one of the categories and we had the other consideration in the other category. That is what we need to investigate. Now, if we have, as the Gemara implies, the Gemara does imply that there's half a minute that you should be lenient in both scenarios, why would I make a difference between shame and that? Why would I think that there would be a difference between consumption, damage by consumption, damage by trampling. If you have such a havamina, it should be a havamina across the board. Across the board. So now I'm going to give out, just for, so everyone gets clear this point, because we're not going to do the Gemara again, but you'll get it clear from what I'm giving out. Why there's a havamina? And we'll take it from there. I open up the. I'll share the screen. So why would we think that, why would we think after reading them all, maybe that these leniencies doesn't apply across the board for both categories? Well, we'll just read it clearly in the Gemara, and we'll see, we'll clearly on this paper, the Pasuk, where Shane Bregel comes up, and we'll see why there's something to be in doubt about this. It says like this. Ki yavai ish sota. Okay. When somebody consumes somebody else's field, vineyard, v'shilech, what does he do? He sends as v'ira, he sends his animal, u'bir v'sod acher, and it consumes in the other person's field, then the animal consumes it, the matives of their matim kamish, and then he has to pay. Go. So, where do we learn what for what? So, the Gemara concludes that from the Pasuk by Vishilech, when it says he sent, that's in reference to the Mazik of Regal of trampling. And from the word biru, berbe soldacha is a reference to damage for consumption. So Mareva, therefore, the Gemara says, well, if regal is lent out from the word chile, where it's been sent, maybe when it's damaging by trampling, it's only hired, obligates the owner if he sends it, because that's what chile means, sent it. So therefore, I have a hover in there in the regal that there's a leniency that says if it goes by itself, maybe you're not hired. Because the whole macaw that he's hired was the word sending. Okay? That's why I have a hover in regal. When it comes to shame, when it comes to the consumption, that's what learns out from the word shilef. It learns out from the word ubir. And therefore, since an ubir means consume, means consume it totally, that's pashtus what the word means. There's a hamamin in consumption damage that is only chayv if it consumes it totally, but if it's partially consumed, you wouldn't be chayv, because that's what the posit says, it's maybe only when it's completely consumed. So therefore, the hamaminas are relative to where the whole source of pain comes from. Rebels comes from the shilech, maybe only the shilech. And the shame comes from beer, maybe it's only with beer, legami. Okay? So that's how the Gemara means. The Gemara says, I got the havamina by regal, that it's by itself won't be chayav, and I have a havamina by shame, if it's partially consumed, you won't be chayav. Of course, it depends where you land at. Now, still, we have a bit of a question. We have a question is that, I mean, they've got now the two options in front of us. Is the reason why you don't have a havamina by shame, that there's a difference between sending and not sending, is because the word that was used is broad and doesn't make a difference between shileh or not shileh, be sent or not sent. Because the word was learned to be and it doesn't say the word shileh. And that's the reason why I think shame is no difference. But intrinsically, there's logic to make a difference.
Okay,
there's logic to make a difference. There's logic to make a difference. But I don't make the difference because the words in the posik is not shinev. And also with regal, we say intrinsically I would make a difference whether in theory, I can hear there's a difference whether it's totally consumed or not totally consumed. But the only reason why I don't say it is because it doesn't say the word beer, which means totally consumed. So therefore, it doesn't say a specific damage. Therefore, it implies all types of damage. But in logic, you could apply both svaras to both shape and regal. It's just I don't because of the wording. Or there's no logic at all in shame for regal to apply the opposite, meaning in shame, there's no havamina in shame, there should be a difference whether you send it or not. There's no, even without any words in, there's no havamina. And regal, there's no havamina to make a difference to be chayav in logic between total consumption or partial consumption. Those are the two options which I need to discuss of learning. So if we go to Tosis, let's see Tosis inside again. Which of the two is Tosis going to be implying that he holds? If you go to the second Tosis says like this. Ha de Merkalikanam says, well, Shane, there's two psukim, maybe you need two psukim for Shane. One to tell me partial consumption, one to tell me total consumption. Vintoma, so Tosis asks the question. Lichter Rachmana Vishilech. Okay. If you want to have this havamina that you need to have two psukim to cover me two scenarios, total consumption, partial consumption, so don't have that problem. Just write the posik vishilech. Write the posik vishilech. And the work for the posik vishilech in reference to shame doesn't make a difference whether total or partial consumption. And therefore, you look both. For the one posik, just say, from the posik, the shilech applies to shame, consumption, that person, the shilech, applies to consumption.
And there's no reason to think then that there's a difference between partial consumption and total consumption. The only reason I make that difference is because I'm learning from the word bear, which means total consumption. So I think, oh, maybe it's only total consumption. And partial consumption, okay. So don't learn that from bear. Just write Mishnah, where there's no reason to, in the wording, to think there's a difference in partial and total. And then you know everything. You know total consumption and partial consumption by Shane is going to be higher because I have no reason to think there should be a difference. So you think there's a difference if I learn it from the word beer. So don't learn it from beer. Don't need two pesukim. Why do you need two pesukim? Joseph says. Just learn it from one person called Shinef. And Shinef, there's no half a minute to make a difference of partial and total because the word doesn't make room to for a half a minute. Only if you've got words called beer, do you have a room to make a half a minute. Beer means total consumption. Don't do this. Then have one person. That person's question. Why do you need two? Just have one. Yes, so that's the answers. To have a minute, if I would have learnt it just from Shilling, if Shane would be telling me that you're high from the word Shilling, and therefore there's no difference between partial and total consumption, but I have another problem. Okay? Maybe it's dafka b'shilech shluchim. Because if it's only you have one person b'shilech, I've got round the problem of partial and total consumption. I've got around that problem. But I've just introduced a new problem. Because it's the only possible b'shilech, I would think, by saying that only chayv if the owner sends it. Not if it goes by itself. So therefore I need two pesukim by saying to get round both problems. Shilek tells me it doesn't make a difference, total or partial consumption. Beer tells me it doesn't make a difference whether it was sent or it went by itself. And therefore, the Gemara is saying you need to look in for shame. So what do we see from Tosis? Is it possible to have by the mazik of shame at least, is it possible with the mazik of consumption to have both issues as habaminas why the owner should be released? What do we see from Tosfos? Is it possible or is it not logical? Our question was, we've got two, maybe, leniencies. Maybe saying that in the sugya, the balim don't have to pay. What are those two possibilities? It goes by itself or is partial consumption? Are both of them possible to be said as leniencies by just one mazik called shame? Is it possible in the eyes of Tosis that at least as a habmina, both of them could apply as logical reasons why the owner should be released? Is it possible the way the reading of Tosis goes? As habminas. Without pesukim, and without having special pesukim, just knowing shame's chayev, consumption's chayev, would I have a husband to say that two scenarios of shame you'll be off the hook, cause if it went by itself, or even if it was sent by the Baalim, but it did partial consumption, both of them, the Baalim will be released without any sukkim telling me otherwise. What Tosin would say? Is the Wellings is saying it's possible. Everyone else is not comfortable. So let me prove that Mr. Wellings is correct. Why it's possible. So Tosis is saying like this. Tosis is saying, why at the end of the day you need two psukim? Why is the Gemara saying you need two psukim for Shane? Shane is five and you need to write it twice. Why do you need to write it twice? Tosis says, you know why it needs to write it twice? Because it's telling me two scenarios that you would think you're released. You're both of them are still tired. What are the two scenarios you think you're released, but both of them are still tired? What's that? So, Satoshi says, I may think partial damage you'd be released. Comes along the Pasuk, Vishnu, and tells me, no, even if it's partial damage, you're still tired. And he's to tell me also, even if it goes by itself, you're tired. How do I know that? Comes along the Pasuk, Vishnu. Tells me even those by itself, without being said, you're totally your mind. So therefore, Tosin is telling me, logically, you could apply as a svara, without anyone telling me it different, I can hear that in the mazik of shein, of consumption, there could be two lenient cases where you're off the hook. And that's why I need two psukim to tell me that both those cases, which you may feel off the hook, you're not off the hook. You're still fine. That's what Joseph says. So Mr. Wellings is correct. Intrinsically, logically, you could hear that both of those scenarios, by the mazik of consumption, the owner is not chayav. And that's why the Torah, the Gemara says, you need, maybe need two psukim. Tell me both those cases, you're on the hook. That's why you need two. One telling one finish, and one telling the other. That's what how the Tosis reads. Okay. So therefore, it is intrinsically possible to apply the logic of being potter as a hit without special psukim telling me otherwise.
No,
we don't say it. We're saying no, because that we don't need. That we don't need. We're starting off, you have to pay, but maybe you're not going to pay in two cases. Comes along the Torah and says it in this fashion to send me, no, even in these cases, these two examples, you're still going to pay. Even if it's not sent, bit, and even if it's partially consumed, you're still going to be kind of under those circumstances. Otherwise, without those Torah telling us, I would talk and say, maybe you're talking about release in this mazik of consumption. Yes, Avi, what do you say? Yeah, but the wording, that it needs to be written. But shilach and beer, if the Gemara's Havamina was, maybe both are needed for shein. Why would you think both are needed, and says the Gemara and Havamina, for shein? Because I've got two releases by shein without psukim. I need both of them. So then how does the Gemara carry on according to this logic? I need both to tell me by shein. Need two psukim to tell me two cases where you think you're off the hook, both of them on the hook. Says the Gemara, you're right, you need two psukim, but really we only use the posuk of bear to tell me shame. And so therefore, which one is it telling me? Even if it's not sent, you're going to be chayav, because it doesn't say the word shinef, it said bear. So consumption, the animal consumes of the owner. Even if it goes by itself, the owner has to pay because it's left out in the word beer. Yeah? Shilech is not telling me shame. It's telling me rekel. So now I've got a problem. In shame, I haven't now got a source to tell me the other case of partial consumption being high. Because I need two, so I'm going to have a look. Only got one. So what does Gemara answer? Gemara answers, don't worry, because you've got a hekesh to rekel. And since we know by rekel, that you've tried even in partial consumption. So therefore, that thing of partial consumption, I said, we don't have a posik, we've got a hekesh. Got a posik to tell me that if it goes by itself, and for the second thing of partial consumption, you've got the hekesh. And vice versa as well. Regal, you also need to suck it. To tell me, but did him by regal. That partial consumption, you're high by regal. And go by itself, you're higher. In fact, where's the actual regal written? It's actually written in this shilech. So therefore, I know partial consumption is chayav by regal, because it says shilech. It did say beer. But I'm missing the other chiddush called going by itself. So where did I learn that out? I learned that out from a hekesh to shein. And therefore, that tells me regal. So each one is telling one of the chiddush, and the other chiddush is that from the other one through a hekesh. That's the shak of the Torah according to Tosis in the Gemara. Right? So we're going to ask questions. We're going to ask questions. Okay. So that's how Tosis
understands. That's how Tosfos understands the Havdalah Gemara and the Maskanah Gemara. Yeah, you need to have two limudim, because in both Shema Regel, and maybe you need both Pesukim. So no, you need one, and the Hekesh covers the other. The Hekesh covers the other. So, question therefore of Tosfos. Let's go long out. Question of Tosfos. The end of the day, Maskanah Gemara is both by Shema, both by Regel. Whether it goes by itself, or it harshly consumes the owner's hive. All scenarios. So simple question. So why write it in a fashion to make mistakes if you don't mean it? So why write the words vishilev, which will make me make a mistake and think only if the owner tells me, and not if it goes by itself? At the end of the day, that's not true. At the end of the day, the halakha of the mitzvah is, goes by itself is fine. So why write mishnah, which will make me make a mistake and think, by mistake, when it goes by itself, it would be potter. If it's only a half a minute, so why does the Torah write it in the words to make me make a mistake? And similarly, why did the Torah write beer, which means total consumption? If you don't mean that, you mean partial consumption is also fine. So why write it in the fashion that's mistaken? Okay. But the Tosfos is definitely not holding that. Because the way we're learning Tosfos is not going with logic. He's going with, both of them, I would think that they're off the hook. I can hear. I'm not going with natural, not natural. Both of them should be maybe lenient. And say not pay in both scenarios on both cases, and you make both limudim to tell me not, and this is how you get it, the both limudim. So, but if the limudim is because of the wording at the end of the day is wrong, so why write it in the way it's wrong that would make think a wrong halacha, which you don't really mean it at the end of the day? That's the question on Tosfos. Stating it as okay. Not yet. So from Tosfos we conclude that intrinsically both leniencies could apply to both Shema Regel. Just we have limudim to tell me it's not. If they have a technical problem with Tosfos, is that if it's all half a minute, why the Gemara Torah should write the Pesukim in a way to have mistaken half a minute and cover up your mistake, so to speak, as a Shalom, with a Hekesh. Yeah? Don't do that. So let's go to Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, we go to the second Rashi, and you got Haiti. So Rashi says, we'll go to the second part of Rashi, the Ikasha, which is four lines down in the thin lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, in the middle of the thin lines, the Gamri is the beginning of the line. Ikasha, says Rashi over there. Ikasha, so Rashi asks a question. Hey, Chim, what's the idea of Shein? How can you tell me both Pesukim are needed to Shein? Both the Tzukim are telling him. So Tosha answers by saying, well, because I've got two Chedushim, which I need to make sure that you don't think those two cases you're off the hook, so you need two Tzukim. That's how Tosha answers. I say, Hadmakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakalakal Le'echad lo mekale. Write a posuk of lo mekale, which means write the posuk for shame. And should now tell me you're hired for shame, even if it's partial consumption. No, that's one posuk. Why do you need to? If you're partial consumption of chayav, total consumption for sure chayav, just write the shilei. That's shame. So Tosa answered, wow, because then you make a mistake. Tosa, you make a mistake and think everything's the only sentence, and that you can't do. That's a mistake. So Rashi doesn't answer that. He says, didn't answer. Mahai kra, havimina hai da'osi lehechata makani.
No. If I only wrote Vishnilech, I would think that it's talking about your chayiv only if it's totally consumed. I thought you only learn that it's totally consumed chayiv if it writes din, totally consumed. Vishnilech, you would say, it implies everything. No. Even when the word shilech, I still would not know partial consumption. Doesn't matter if it writes beer only or shilech only, I will still learn partial consumption off the hook. The only way to know partial consumption is on the hook, is writing it a second time. First time tells me shame's time when it's totally consumed. It doesn't matter if you're learning that from the word shilech or you learn from beer, it only tells me shame's time when it's totally consumed. When do you know Shane's Chayav was partially consumed? Because he writes and repeats it and you say, what's this for? I really know this. Obviously, come to add something. Add something, partial consumption. That's why Rashi says you can't learn it just from Shilech, because Shilech itself would also only tell me totally consumed. Because it does, Rashi's saying the words don't mean anything. It doesn't matter if the word is from Bir, it doesn't matter if the word is from the Shilech only. That both of them, if you have only one posik, will tell me the minimum chiddush, which means Shane is tired for the owner to pay money out of his pockets, only in the case, which is the minimal chiddush, which is called totally consumed. Partial consumed is an extra chiddush, which you would not apply to the owner to pay unless you've got a second posik, which you say, what's this for? Must be spare, must be telling a bigger chiddush called partial consumption. That's totally Rashi saying. Rashi is saying, the words don't throw me off. Words work for love. It's a name. One pasuk is the least chiddush, two pasuk is the main. So now, why didn't Rashi learn like Joseph? Why did Rashi say, look, really, the shilech would tell me even partial consumption? And the problem with shilech is then I would think that if it went by itself, you're off the hook. That's how Joseph does. You can't just have the word for shilech because you've got a problem. Yeah, Eloch, I don't know if I had the word Vishilech, it would tell me a chai where it's totally consumed, partial consumed, fine. But I've got a problem. If you have that just that word, do you think maybe if it's only sense, not if it goes by itself? That's how Tosafot goes. Rashi says, no, the problem of writing Vishilech would mean that if it says Vishilech, I would have the same old problem, that it's only telling me totally consumed and not partially consumed. And Rashi doesn't mention anything about Havamina of being sent or not being sent. That's not the problem of Vishnev. You know why? Why does Rashi not say like that? Why Rashi doesn't say like that? Why doesn't Rashi say like Jesus? Why Rashi doesn't have a Havamina? If you just have the word Vishnev, you may have a Havamina that only if the owner sent it, then you're chayv by Hashem. Rashi doesn't even entertain that as being a problem of using the word Vishnev. He said, I've got another problem. Vishnev would also tell me just total consumers, not partial. Why didn't he say like toasters? So what's the answer? The obvious answer would be, according to Rashi's thinking, he says, intrinsically, Shane cannot have a Havamina by Shane to think that the owner is released if he's not sent, he's going by himself. Just because he goes by himself doesn't mean anything by Shane to think even a Havamina that the owner should rest. And I don't need a posik for something which has no logic behind it. There's no logical reason why Shane should be different if he goes by himself. It's been sent. Tosin says there is, and then finally looking for it, and Rashi says there's no logical reason by Shane to think in the wilds of dream that it should be a release clause if the owner didn't send it and it goes by itself. So therefore, Rashi's done. I can't say Tosin's question, but answer. Tosin's answer was if you write Bishilev, I may think by Shane, if it goes by itself, you're off the hook. Rashi says, no, you don't. Even says the word shilech, I would never think that, because in the mazik of shame, there's no smora to make a difference whether it goes by itself or is sent. There's no reason. So I would never think that. So even if you just learned from the shilech, I would still say you're chayiv if it goes by itself, because there's no logic to say that there should be any difference at all in the eyes of Rashi. I chose to say this. So now we have...
Mm-hmm. Learn from this an underlying factor of Shmira that has a major role. Because by Shmira, right?
Shmira plays a role. Shmira applies by Shane, applies by Regal, and therefore, what should be the difference? We see what we do see over here before we make Chiddushim is that there's intrinsic machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in Shein. Let's say, discuss Shein. And who's in Regal? Shein, according to Rashi, in Shein, there's no Chavuminen. Even if you've got Psukim which may imply it, you still don't apply it. There's no Chavuminen to make the Mazik of Shein to make a difference whether it goes by itself or whether it was sent. No Chavuminen. Even if the Pesuk tries to push you to say there's a difference, you won't say it because there's no logic behind this. That's Rashi. As Tosfos says, there is a logic to apply by Shein to make a difference. That's Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. And who did by Regel? Again, the same thing. Regel, Rashi is going to say, there's no half a minna by the Mazik of Regel to make a difference between partially consumed or totally consumed. There's no problem, no harm. I never think you would be the release clause for that. I just need my regal. I have a harm in my regal. There's a difference between sent and not sent. But there's no harm in by regal between partially and totally consumed. That's Rashi. As Tosfos says, but if my regal, I have a harm as well. Whether it's partially consumed, maybe it's off the hook. I need a posset. I've got that posset called the Hekish. Yeah, that's my posset. So Rashi and Tosfos are arguing. Obviously, in the definition of Shane for Regal. Because Rashi's saying, there's no Havaminis by Shane for Regal. There is Havaminis by Shane for Regal. Obviously, the arguing it in what is the Mamus, what is the fundamental makeup of Shane for Regal, and then you can say, well, if this is how you learn Shane for Regal, then I've got Havaminis. Or you can say, this is how I learn Shane for Regal. There's no Havaminis at all. Obviously, Rashi and Tosfos are arguing in what is the fundamental characteristics of Shein Regel in order it's possible to have harmony in this world. Yes, sir. Fine. So if you're saying that what's the natural, it's not the regal, yeah, and if it goes by itself, you're saying it's more likely to be a hive, you're saying. The Gemara says the opposite. Well, the Gemara says the opposite. The Gemara says that if there's going to be differences, you're going to say sending is much worse than it going by itself. And you're saying it's not. You say go by itself. Yeah, but we're not talking about crouches. We're talking about the av malocha. We're talking about av malocha of consumption. We're talking about exactly the same case. Whether going by itself or not going by itself is exactly the same activity which that animal's doing. And we're saying there's a difference in havaminas. When it sets, it'll be chayv, and if it goes by itself, you'll be potter. But animal doing the same activity. So I'm not saying it's doing this activity which is normal, this activity is not normal, and then you'll come up with a fine score. Sorry, it makes good sense, but that's the boss not saying that. The boss saying the animal does the same thing. But in one case it sends, and one case it goes by itself, half a minute, you'll be released. Says Rush, that half a minute only applies by regular, not by shame. Says those that can apply by shame, but regular half a minute. When it's doing the same activity in both cases, does it apply by shame, but regular? Going to the Tosfos, yeah? And going to Rashi, there's no half a minute by shame. Yeah, and similarly vice versa in other other case. Okay, so that's Rashi. Rashi is on that on those lines. Okay, so according to Rashi, there's something intrinsic in the sugya that tells me that intrinsically about Shein Regel that these sorrows are not across the board. So now we have to try and find out Let's try and find out. This is that, why would I think, even let's say, according to Eva's thought, in Tosus or Rashi, well, Tosus says, without Psukim, I would think you're off the hook for being said, going by itself, for partial consumption, be off the hook, and all the topics. Rashi says, no, for half the topics, you know, in shame, I would think you'd be off the hook, you know, for partial consumption. And regal, I think you're off the hook if it goes by itself. Okay? But both Rashi and Tosfos says, in the sugya itself, there are half a minute, without special and mutter, that you'll be released. But by shame, regal, Tosfos has more half a minute than Rashi. Okay? Right? Tosfos has four half a minutes, Rashi has two half a minutes. That you need limited. But what are these half a minutes based on? Why do you have these half a minutes that you offer? Why Taka does the Gemara say that without special psukim or hekeshim, I would think there are cases where Shane does something and you're not going to be chayav, and Regal does something, you're not going to be chayav. Why would they have such half a minutes? So let's start with how do we define partial consumption? So it says Tosfos. Tosfos says, the first Tosfos, he brings down two pshatim. He says like this. Pirshut Kodesh. Shachas she'osid lismoch. Partial consumption means animal consumes. Shachas is a type of herbal type of plant. And it's only called partial consumption, even though he ate the whole thing, because it's going to rejuvenate and it's going to come back. Have a look at tequila. So if it's going to come back, what's the problem? It's not going to come back like it was. It's going to be poor quality. So Tosu asks the question. If that's, you're calling that partial consumption? Habakalikam. That's total consumption. You've eaten half the cookie. So what? You ate half the cookie and it's still left half. But on half the cookie you ate. So therefore that's total consumption. So God, the Balaam would also, the owner would also like to have half the cookie. And now they can't. They had a whole cookie, and now they only got half. So therefore, you've taken away half the cookie from them. That's total consumption of half the cookie. So what do you mean? What do you mean it's partial consumption? That's Tosu's question. Okay. The way I'm speaking is often, you've got a whole cookie in front of you. You take half and you consume it. So therefore, what have you done? Total consumption of that half of that cookie? Okay, so we're not coming to, yeah, okay, maybe we've got answers for Rashi. But that's Tosu's question. It says, you take half a cookie, cut in half, consume it, you've consumed the whole half a cookie. If he's taken away something which now is not in existence. Yeah? Then, Tosu says, partial consumption means the whole thing has to be still there. And you've taken away something which is not there, and it's no longer there. So that means total consumption. So what does he learn? Eliyosh Loman, Tom for Paris. We're talking about the whole fruit, the whole vegetable still there, and all the animal did, he made it dirty. He dirty, dirty. Not honestly, he did, made it dirty for his personal benefit. So that's how he learned partial consumption. So we have a Rashi, what's total consumption, what's partial consumption. Toshi says, it has to be the whole thing's there, you just affected its use. It's dirty. It needs to be cleaned. That's called partial consumption because the whole thing's there. It doesn't make it difficult for him to use. That's called partial consumption. Whereas Rashi says, partial consumption means it's still the part of the original thing is still in existence and it's partially disappeared. That's how Rashi learns. Okay, we have this machlokas. We have to nabara what this machlokas is. What is he taking away when you dirty the vegetable? Let's ask what you're taking away. The use. The use. It can't be used. So that's a, you consumed the use. You made it difficult to use. You did made it difficult to use, it needs to be cleaned. So that means a partial consumption. Yeah, He says better than Rashi. Rashi, it doesn't make sense to eat something and no longer in resistance and say that's partial consumption. Ah, okay. So we'll finish off with reading a bit of further Gemara, and then we'll have a question. We'll ask one question on Joseph, and we'll analyze this question next time. Let's carry on the Gemara from the two dots. Two dots from Gimel Aleph. Told of the shame. My, what's a told of shame? Yeah, something that's similar to shame, a consumption, but it's not the Av, it's not written in the Torah, but what is it? So he says, he scratches himself on the wall. He's got a scratch for his own benefit. And it breaks, the wall breaks. So he's doing it on purpose, but for his own benefit. He's breaking the wall on purpose, but for not, no reason, because he's got a scratch in his back, he wants a scratch. That's a totem. The tinsa peris anosa, and he made dirty the fruit for his benefit. Now, question. This is where we stop in the Gemara. Gemara says, dirtying the fruit for the animal bagger makes dirty the fruit for his benefit. That's a tolda of shame. It means it's not written in the Torah. Question. Why is it tolda of shame according to Tosis? According to Tosis, it is written in the Torah. Because he says that's the case of shame, that's the case of shame, which is partial consumption. Partial consumption of shame is written in the Torah. So how can the Gemara call it tolda? Who asked this question? Tosis on himself. You look at Tosis, let's carry on the Tosis, that's same Tosis. Mikol Makom, the third line of Tosis, at the same top Tosis. Yes, so Mr. Tip for Paris Danoska. Partial consumption is dirtying the fruit for his personal needs. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, correlate come on, the Tip for Paris Danoska daughter. Even although, according to what I'm saying, partial consumption, which is written in the Torah, is talking about dirtying the fruits for his anah, nevertheless, the Gemara calls later on at Tosa. So Tosis is asking the question. If it's written in the Torah, it should be an av, and nevertheless, the Gemara calls it later on at Tosa. And Tosis asks the question. So now what's the answer? Given the pasha, the kra, ori, bachila, the makalikan. You know why it's called a Tosa, even though it's written? Because it's not the fairishly written in the Torah. What's the fairishly written in the Torah? Is something called total consumption. That's the fairishism term. Where do you know partial consumption from? The Hekish. And since the Hekish is what's telling me partial consumption, and not the Posik itself, the Posik itself is total consumption. Bam! Total consumption of Posik. The only reason I know partial consumption of Chayav by shame is because the Hekish the record. And therefore, that's why it's called the Torah, because it's not written in the Posik, that's for the Hekish, it's not written in the Posik. Okay, that's Tosis shot. Now, I'm going to leave you a question, this is the way we're going to finish, because we're running out of time. We know in the Mishnah says, you learn out Kavachomas from the Pesukim, you learn out Manasinas from the Pesukim, it's also called an Av. It's also called an Av. It doesn't have to be written in the Torah, but various to be an Av. What can be written in Torah is enough, and if you can make a Kavachomer for another case, that's also called enough. That's also, a Mavet Sina also called enough. The only case of what we call a Tolta is something that's not written in Torah, and the only reason why we went to make it Chayev is using the tool of comparison. Is it comparable to the Av? Then it's called a Tolta, it's not written in Torah, you're not using Kavachomer, you're not using Mavet Sina, you're using comparison. Comparison is called a Tolta. What's Hekish? Hekish is not a comparison at all. Hekish is just the same as Kavos and Manasins. So what's Tosis' answer? Tosis is given an answer which doesn't fit with the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ovis is where it's written, where it's Kavos Homas, where it's Manasins, where it's all the Yudgimel way of darshing the Torah, and one of them is Hekish, it was all going to be an Av. That's what the Mishnah says. And Tosis is saying, because it's not written, it's not from a Hekish, it's called a Tolta, because it's not written. That's not true. The Mishnah says not like that. So we've got a problem with Tosis. So that will finish. Mr. Shem, we'll see you next on Wednesday. And have and see it's over for a time. We'll see you next week. Wednesday and Thursday we're going to do. Tomorrow we're going to answer the questions and then continue the Gemara to Bar. Until we start the sugya of a Bar, which is at the top of the Gemara proper, Ki Koma Rapapa, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines up from the bottom. We plan to get to Ki Koma Rapapa next year. And on Thursday, we plan to get to do over the page. Until 5 months.